Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Marv Stahel. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Marshall. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Marshall. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The shortstop, Ed Crosby. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Haig. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Torre. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Shannon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Parker. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Harry Parker. And now, play ball. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel takes first base on ball four. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Maxville catches it and throws to first to double up Stahel. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Marshall covering, for the out. One out. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel misplays the ball. That's an error on Stahel. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub who is chasing the ball. Torre reaches third base with a triple. Allen goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine has Torre trapped. There's the throw to Bateman and over to Bailey, who tags Torre for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby misplays the ball. That's an error on Crosby. Stale moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Stale moves to third. Ferry moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stale scores. Ferry moves to third. Staub moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Expos, 1, Cardinals, 1. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Higg. Gosger reaches second base with a double. Ferry scores. Staub scores. Bailey goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Expos. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Parker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Harry Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Parker moves to second. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosby takes first base on ball 4. Parker moves to third. Brock moves to second. Joe Higg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higg is 0 for 1 in the game. Higg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parker scores. Brock scores. Crosby moves to second. It's 4-3, Expos. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Marshall covering, for the out. Crosby moves to third. Higg moves to second. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crosby scores. Higg moves to third. It's Expos, 4, Cardinals, 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Torre moves to second. Howie Reed now pitching. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Shannon hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haig tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Cardinals. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxville hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman strikes out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wine takes first base on ball 4. Howie Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed bunts in front of the plate. Torre fields it and throws to first for the out. Wine moves to second. Two outs. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stahel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Expos 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Harry Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Brock steals second. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Bateman and he is out, Bailey applying the tag. Two outs. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Crosby takes first base on ball 4. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Haig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0 for 2 in the game. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Expos 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reed fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it and throws to second for the out. Allen moves to third. 2 outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxville takes first base on ball 4. Shannon moves to second. Harry Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wine takes first base on ball 4. Bateman moves to second. Donhan pinch hits for Howie Reed. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Mac Jones pinch hits for Donhan. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo, who is chasing the ball. Jones reaches third base with a triple. Bateman scores. Wine goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Expos. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stahel bunts towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Jones scores. 2 outs. It's 7-5, Expos. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0 for 3 in the game. Ferry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Strohmeyer now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Crosby hits a line drive into right field. Staub picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Staub. Brock goes all the way around to score. Crosby moves to third. It's 7-6 Expos. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Haig hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Haig reaches second base with a double. Crosby scores. It's Expos, 7, Cardinals, 7. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen strikes out. 1 out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haig moves to third. 2 outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cardinals 7. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cardinals 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Shannon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Maxville bunts towards first. Whitfield juggles the ball. That's an error on Whitfield. Shannon moves to second. Chuck Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor bunts for an out. Maxville moves to second. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Brock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Strohmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cardinals 7. The Expos will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bateman strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Wine hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cardinals 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Haig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Touré is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Touré takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Touré moves to third. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Shannon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cardinals 7. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Brand pinch hits for John Strohmeyer. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand strikes out. One out. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stahel strikes out. Two outs. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0-for-4 in the game. Ferry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ferry moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davalillo. Ferry scores. Staub goes all the way around to score. Bailey moves to third. It's 9-7, Expos. Al Raboski now pitching. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Gosger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-7, Expos. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-4 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Cardinals 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Coco LeBoy now playing third base. Claude Raymond now pitching. Laren Lee pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Laren Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal pinch hits for Al Raboski. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raymond fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Raymond. Lee moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lee scores. Cardenal moves to third. One out. It's 10-8, Expos. Carl Taylor pinch hits for Ed Crosby. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. It's 10-9, Expos. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Haig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 11, and Montreal Expos, 10. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.